Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question. Hopefully it's not so halacha lemaisa for people, but a fascinating question nonetheless. When's the last time somebody can daven ma'ariv? So for example, somebody's up all night, forgot to daven ma'ariv, didn't have time, was at a wedding, involved in something all night long. Now it is close to alos ha-shachar. Or maybe it's even after alos ha-shachar, between alos ha-shachar and neitzachama. We've discussed in the past, neitzachama is when the ball of the sun rises. That's the time that vasikin is. And alos ha-shachar is 72 minutes, either set time 72 minutes before neitzachama, or it's variable based on the number of the degrees beneath the horizon. Different shitas when alos ha-shachar, but it's a significant amount of time before neitzachama. So what we're going to see right now is that there's a stira in the Rambam on this very question: when's the last time somebody can daven ma'ariv? In particular, the Shmoneh Esrei of ma'ariv. So the Rambam, in his commentary on the Mishnah, it's called the Perush HaMishnayos, he writes on the Mishnah in Brachos, Tfilas Ha'erev Ein La'keva, that there's no set time for Tfilas Ma'ariv. What does that mean? So he says, Ma'ariv contrasts with Shacharis and Mincha. When it comes to Shacharis and Mincha, they are an obligation, they're a chova. On the other hand, Ma'ariv is Rishus. At least originally it was Rishus, it was volitional, it wasn't an obligation. Klal Yisrael accepted it upon themselves, but originally it wasn't an obligation. And accordingly, says the Rambam as follows in the Be'erish and Mishnayos, accordingly they weren't makbid as much about the start time and the end time, and accordingly you can say it all the way up until Shita'aleh HaShemesh, until Neitz HaChama. Ta'aleh HaShemesh, the sun rises. Sunrise, that is Neitz HaChama. So in the Perush HaMishnayos, in his commentary in that Mishnah, the Rambam says the end time of Ma'ariv is Neitz HaChama. On the other hand, in the Mishnah Torah, which is the halachic work of the Rambam, also called the Yad HaChazaka, in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says that you can daven Ma'ariv ad shi'ale amud ha-shachar, up until alos ha-shachar, which is significantly earlier than neitzachama. So we have a stiri, we have a stira, conflict in the Rambam. In the Pirush HaMishnayos, the sufzman, the end time of Ma'ariv, is neitz, which is much later than what he says in the Mishnah Torah, alos ha-shachar is the last time of davening Ma'ariv. So in fact, the Shaar HaTzion, in the Mishnah Berurah, written by the Chafetz Chaim, the Shaar HaTzion brings the Stira and the Rambam. And the end of the day, he says, Tzarech Iyun, this has to be looked into. We don't have a good answer. Apparently, there's a real Stira here in the Rambam. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted in the Emes LeYaakov as bringing two possible explanations why this is not really a Stira, a conflict in the Rambam. And they go as follows, like this. And so the Emes LeYaakov says in the Perush HaMishnayos that says that you can daven your ma'ariv up until alos ha-shachar, now alos ha-shemes, excuse me, up until neitz ha-chama. That is talking about a specific situation where the person did not yet daven Kriyat Shema and the brachas. And accordingly, because he did not yet say Kriyat Shema and its brachas, we are going to be lenient as well that he can continue davening his Shmoneh Esrei even after Alos HaShachar up until Neitzachama. Why would we be more lenient if he didn't say Kriyat Shema and his brachos? Because accordingly, there's a concept of being Someh Geula Letfila. Geula is part of the Birkos of Kriyat Shema, Gaal Yisrael. And right after you say Gaal Yisrael, you have to start a Shmoneh Esrei. So accordingly, if the person did not say the Birkos Kriyat Shema, he didn't say the Kriyat Shema, that would have to be followed. And you can say that after Alos HaShachar, that's still the Zman of Kriyat Shema of the nighttime. It's the Zman, you can still say the Brachos of Kriyat Shema, because you can continue saying those after Alos HaShachar. Accordingly, in order to be Someh Geula Letfila, you can also say the Shmoneh Esrei after Alos HaShachar, all the way up until Neitz. That's what the Rambam was talking about in the Perush HaMishnayos. On the other hand, in the Mishnah Torah, where he said you can only daven ma'ariv up to Alos HaShachar, that's talking about where earlier you had said your Kriyat Shema and the Birkos Kriyat Shema. Accordingly, there's no heter to say the Shmoneh Esrei of ma'ariv after Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar would be the deadline. So that is reconciliation number one. Reconciliation number two is based on the understanding that when one tefillah ends, the zman of one tefillah ends, the zman of another tefillah begins. And accordingly, we have to talk about, in order to analyze when is the end time for davening ma'ariv, we have to talk about when's the beginning time to say Shachris. And we're going to back into when's the last time you can say Marav. So accordingly explains the Emes Liakov that interestingly we have a distinction between the view of the Gemara as to when is the beginning time that somebody can say the Shmona Esrei of Shachris, and the Psak Halacha is going to be different on that. So when it comes to the Gemara's assumption is that the first time you, and the ideal time to say Shmona Esrei of Shachris is Netz. That's the Vasikin discussion in the Gemara and Brachos. And accordingly, Shapir Isla Lameimar de Sofsman Arvis Hu Benetzacham. Accordingly, if the first time to say the Shmona Esrei of Shachris is at Netz, is at sunrise, so too the last time we can say Marav is up until Netz, because they are back to back. So Marav would run up until Netz, the Shmona Esrei Marav up until Netz, and from there at Netz we would be able to say the Shmona Esrei of Shachris. That is what the Rambam said in the Perush Mishnayos, because again the Perush Mishnayos is a commentary on the Mishnah. So the Gemara, the Mishnah Gemara, that is the view of the Gemara, that the beginning time of Shachris is Netz, so Marav has to run all the way up until then. On the other hand, based on the halacha, the psak halacha, and the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam is a sefer of psak. Based on the psak of the halacha, if you daven shachris bishas adchak in a time of need from alosa shachar, you are going to be yotze. So accordingly, we see at least on a shas adchak that you can daven the Shmona Esrei shachris all the way from alosa shachar. Accordingly, the Mariv can go all the way up until alosa shachar, but not past Alosach Shachar. That is indeed the second reconciliation of the Rambam. And the third one is the most simple. The Perush Mishnayos, where we said that it's Netz Hachama, is the last time of Marav. The Rav Kapach, in his edition of the Rambam, brings that in the Perush Mishnayos, was actually written in Arabic, that there's a different girsa in that Rambam, in the Perush Mishnayos, and in fact, the girsa was that you can daven Marav not all the way up until Netz, but until Alos HaShachar. So in other words, the Perush Mishnayos and the Mishnah Torah of the Rambam are consistent. The last time that one can daven Marav is Alos HaShachar, but Rav Kapach does comment that even though there is that nusach in a manuscript of the Rambam's Perush Mishnayos that you can only daven Marav up until Alos HaShachar, he is not sure if the Rambam made that change or if some other person corrected it and it wasn't the Rambam. In any case, what we're going to see now, the bottom line sock, is how do we paskin? When's the last time somebody can daven Marav? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins as follows, that you cannot daven the Shmona Esrei of Marav after Alos HaShachar. The deadline is Alos HaShachar, not past. You can't go past Alos HaShachar. Why? Because Tfilas of Marav was instituted to say at night. And once we hit Alos HaShachar, it is daytime for everything. And accordingly, that's the time for Shachris, not the time for Marav anymore. And that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, who is Machmir. Marav only goes up until the Shmona Esrei of Marav only goes up until Alos HaShachar. On the other hand, the Orach HaShulchan is lenient. Orach HaShulchan, a contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah, is lenient. And he says as follows, HaKore Kriyat Shema La'achar Sha'ala Amud HaShachar. Somebody who's saying Kriyat Shema, he didn't say it at night, he sang it after Alos HaShachar. He has one limitation. He cannot say the bracha of Hashkiveinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should go to sleep now, because this isn't the sleep time. It's after Alos HaShachar. It's before Netz, but it's after Alos HaShachar. You cannot say Hashkiveinu. But says the Orach HaShulchan, everything else you can say. You can say Hamari Varavim. You can say the bracha of Asa Olam. You can say Emes Ve'emuna up until Gaal Yisrael. You can say all of the rest of Marav. You can say the Kriyat Shema after Alos HaShachar, the Kriyat Shema of Naitam after Alos HaShachar. And he says, Kol Shekein, certainly if you can say all of that, you can say the Shema Esrei of Marav as well. So there we have it, a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Orach HaShulchan. And when's the last time somebody can daven Marav? According to the Mishnah Berurah, you cannot daven Marav after Alos HaShachar. And according to the Orach HaShulchan, you can continue saying the Marav even after Alos HaShachar, apparently up until Netz Hachama. Have a wonderful day.